This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 2 p.m. news. The headlines first. 44th Pushpalal Memorial Day being marked today. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel says Congress has not abandoned the principle of BP Koirala. And Chinese cities brace for heat wave, temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius expected this weekend. Now, the news in detail. The 44th Memorial Day of Pushpalal Threshta is being marked today, remembering the contributions of the veteran communist leader of Nepal's left democratic movements. Born in 1924, Pushpalal was the founding general secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal. Pushpalal, who died on July 22, 1978, is considered one of the pioneers of the Nepal communist movement. He is also credited for translating the Communist Manifesto into the Nepali language. Pushpalal is known for uniting the communist and democratic forces for fighting against the autocratic Panchayati regime. The senior leader of the Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudel, has said that the Nepali Congress has not abandoned the principle of Bisheshwar Prasad Koirala. Addressing the tree planting program organized today at Buddha Singh Park in Bhanu Municipality 6, Barbhanjang, Tanahu, on the occasion of 40th anniversary of the first democratically elected Prime Minister of Nepal, BP Koirala, senior leader Paudel said that the Congress is always following the path of BP. Paudel added that even though the topics mentioned by the BP had changed over time, the ideals and principles of the BP cannot be abandoned. Senior leader Paudel said that the five-party alliance will remain until the next election and said there is no dispute about the alliance and held the opinion that an alliance is necessary to save democracy and protect the constitution. Deputy General Secretary of CPN-UML, Pradeep Kumar Gewali, has commented that the citizenship bill is not in the interest of the citizens. In a press conference organized by Press Chautari Nepal Rupandehi in Butwal today, he accused that the bill introduced by the government is flawed, even though there is no doubt that Nepali citizens should get citizenship without any pretext. He says that that some standards can be set in the matter of married citizenship, but they can be arranged in such a way as not to prevent them from doing any kind of businesses or employment. The incessant rainfall has damaged Milamchi and Helambu areas in the Sindhupalchok district. Milamchi, Helambu and Milamchi Pas Pokhari road sections have been obstructed due to a flood that occurred last night. Milamchi, Helambu road section is being obstructed every day while some of the human settlements of the rural areas in the district are at the risk of landslides. The Milamchi Valley Campus Galthum is also at the risk of landslide. The rivulet is flowing close to the campus these days and the locals fear that the campus structures might be damaged by the swollen rivulet at any time. People living close to the bank of the stream from Kuel to the Milamchi have not been able to sleep well these days. A landslide occurred at Ramche of Milamchi municipality has blocked the road. Mayor Aitaman Tamang said a dozer that has been sent to the landslide site to remove the debris and open the road for traffic. Likewise, the Narayangarh-Muglin road section has been blocked due to landslides. According to the district police office Chitwan, two-way traffic on road has been blocked due to a landslide at Ichhakamana 5, Khahare Khola in Chitwan. Spokesperson of District Police Office Chitwan, Narahari Adhikari, said the work of removing the landslide debris and clearing the road for traffic is underway. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country tonight. As per the latest update provided by Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 27.2 degrees Celsius with 30.5 millimeters of rain in the last 24 hours. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Parts of China are set to experience searing temperatures over the next 10 days as a heat wave takes hold. In some provinces, authorities are predicting levels to rise at least 40 degrees Celsius, and the national government has warned that forest fires could occur. In Zhejiang, in the southeast, some cities are issuing red alerts, the highest warning. The province normally experiences temperatures in the highs of 20s in July, but this year local authorities are warning of 40 degrees Celsius in the next 24 hours. Reuters news agency reports that in July, Shanghai's temperature hit a sweltering 40.9 degrees Celsius, equaling its hottest day since records began in 1873, hitting this mark for the first time in 2017. Heat waves have become more frequent globally, more intense and last longer because of human-induced climate change. The world has already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless the governments around the world make steep cuts to emissions. Ukraine and Russia have signed mirror deals that will allow Kiev to resume exports of grain through the Black Sea. The agreement will allow millions of tons of grain currently trapped in the Ukraine by the war to be exported. The world shortage of Ukrainian grain since Russia's 24th February invasion has left millions at risk of hunger. However, Kiev refused to sign a direct deal with Moscow and warned provocations would be met with an immediate military response. The deal, which took 2 months to reach, is set to last for 120 days, with a coordination and monitoring center to be established in Istanbul, staffed by UN, Turkish, Russian and Ukrainian officials. It can be renewed if both parties agree. The blockade of Ukraine's grain has caused a global food crisis, with wheat-based products like bread and pasta becoming more expensive and cooking oils and fertilizer also increasing in price. Google has fired one of its engineers who said the company's artificial intelligence system has feelings. Last month, Blake Lemoine went public with his theory that Google's language technology is sentient and should therefore have its wants respected. Google, plus several AI experts, denied the claims on Friday. The company confirmed he has been sacked. Lambda is a breakthrough technology that Google says can engage in free-flowing conversations. It is the company's tool for building chatbots. Blake Lemoine started making headlines last month when he said Lambda was showing human-like consciousness. It sparked a discussion among AI experts and enthusiasts about the advancement of technology that is designed to impersonate humans. He found that Lambda showed self-awareness and could hold conversations about religion, emotions, and fears. His findings were dismissed by Google, and he was placed on a paid leave for violating the company's confidentiality policy. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Forty-fourth Pushpalal Memorial Day being marked today. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel says Congress has not abandoned the principle of BP Koirala. And Chinese city braced for a heat wave, temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius expected this weekend. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online and on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.